comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yeah, Radio South is Series 28, Big Butt.
Big Butt.
I'm here with Big Butt, Chad Eigensburg, Missy, Greta, and Taylor of the Moxie, Shit Bird, no, Shit Goose, Alex, and I can't see who's over there. Ross. And, yeah, we were just listening to new mixes. The Moxie, what do you think?
They sound good.
They sound amazing.
Yes.
And Moxie is coming to Toronto to film with MTV on December 2nd, and we're stopping in Cleveland first.
Really?
And then Pittsburgh on the way back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So full outing. What are they doing in Toronto?
We're promoting the new Where the F is Santa movie, because they're playing at the end of it in Skate Barn.
Really? I know. I'm in that movie.
I was telling.
I just didn't know what you were doing over there. So you're going to play on MTV over there in Canada?
I'm going to do an interview, and then they're going to play at the end.
Oh, awesome.
But they had like two plane tickets for me. I was like, well, I have a tour bus, and it only takes, what, let me think, 10 hours to get there.
So they'll foot the bill for the gas and shit, right?
That's the thing. No, they're not.
Why wouldn't they?
Because in the contract it says that they could give me two first class tickets, so I'm just giving them to my manager and my publicist.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're flying in from LA to check it out, but...
Scumbag.
It's only like $500 to fill up the tank, and then we get there and back. And then on the two venues that we play in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, I'll probably make the money back.
Oh, you guys are playing gigs on this thing? Oh,
I believe.
I want to go.
You want to go?
I do.
Quit being a wimp.
I thought you were going.
Are you going, Big Butt?
Come on.
I'm so busy.
Why not? Turn her up.
She's on.
What are the dates?
December 1st through the 4th.
Moxie in Toronto? Or where are the Moxie gigs at?
Cleveland, Toronto, Pittsburgh.
Cleveland where?
You know what? I got to call.
Peabody's?
I got to call people after this.
Peabody's.
Is that where
is? What it is?
Nah,
how do you know?
I know there.
So we don't know where the gig is.
I know there.
I've been to that place before.
Man, I want to go.
I've been with Big Butt all day. We've been sipping on beer.
Yeah.
He's new to this.
Yeah.
Completely corrupted Big Butt.
Big Butt Seltzer.
Why are you calling Big Butt?
Because he has the littlest butt in the world.
No, it's actually pretty big.
It's not big. It just sticks out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're real.
You
want to
have an ass off?
Yeah.
You were showing your dick last night.
I know. I show it all the time. Don't tell.
Yeah, where's Taylor? Let me see this mic. Your brother kissed my dick last night. What do you think about that?
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, I have a photo to prove it.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, you have the photo?
I got it.
Bring it on.
You're kidding me.
No, he did.
Is that brotherly love, Taylor?
Hey, man. I saw
man,
the photos.
I'm so glad.
What do you think? What do you think of that?
That's good.
Missy, what do you think?
Fuck it.
Hey. You don't want to know what I have to say.
It's the holiday.
You like all gay
Pass
people.
It on.
Yeah, I like gay people.
Pass it down.
Well, why are you mad when he's kissing my dick?
I'm not going there.
Why not? You're friends with all these gay people. How can you get mad when I do it?
I'm not going there.
What the hell is in his hand?
Don't stop yourself because
hey,
I'm
Ben. I think Big Butt as a name for me is going to be bad for...
Oh.
I think it's going to be bad for me because I'd rather people know me as Lou.
Yeah, Lou.
Nah, you're Big Butt.
Did he
Lou,
lick
bro.
It? Did he
I
lick
think
it?
Big Butt is hilarious.
You guys are wasted.
Yeah, did he lick your comic?
I like Lou, bro, as a nickname to my nickname.
Gee, can you download this photo and put it on my website or something?
Please, so people I already got. I'll do it right now.
All right, go ahead and do it right now.
I like that, Lou. Stick it up for yourself before it's sick.
Thank you.
Well, we are pretty loaded because company band's in town, and Neil Fallon was there, and we saw this band at the Note last night called Rasputin. It's like a hippie band. So we decided to do a bunch of Crown Royal shots. Next thing you know, we wind up at my house with two cases of brew, and then we went down in flames.
Seltzer.
Then I was wrestling around with Louie, and then we had a bunch of seltzers. And
seltzer water.
Then we held down Taylor's brother, and then he had to kiss my dick.
Wow.
So he was
held down, so it was like kind of against his will?
Pretty hot.
It was medium against his will.
He loves you.
Does he?
I think so.
I saw him. He took the Inked magazine in the bathroom. I walked in. He was jerking off the pictures of you.
Say I swear.
Swear. I swear on the big butt.
No. You're swearing on the big butt?
Swear.
Louis.
I want the big butt. Yes, Greta.
You guys missed out. Why didn't you come over?
Me and Greta and Taylor.
You're what?
We're close buds, but we're so far away right now.
We are. You're very far away.
We gotta clean this radio room out. Nobody can fucking see each other. Ever.
You did this.
I didn't do this.
Because every time you play a CD, you put it up there and then it stacks up.
Bell
this is all your fault. It's not bell shit.
Who's the blonde girl in these photos?
You're on me today, huh?
Should I blur her out?
No, put her on.
Okay.
It's Anthony's friend. Yeah, she was here too. We had a blast last night.
Yeah.
But I woke up pretty hungover. That's why I promised Missy I'd wait till 2, and then after that I had some seltzers.
The second it hit 2, we were drinking, what was it? Red things?
What's red things?
Bloody
Mary. That, a red thing? You're
Bloody
so new to this.
Bloody martinis.
A red thing.
But do I have shame about being new? No.
That's fine with me, no man.
What did you do to him?
It's like
what?
Every
what did you do
out?
To him?
It was collective, though.
Hey,
you
he's having
I mean?
A blast.
Every person around him has corrupted
blast
him.
From
Lubro's pure entertainment. He almost got our asses kicked at Las Vegas Pizza a minute ago.
They were hot.
We were there. Yeah, these two wigger kids. Sorry. They come out. Yeah, like homeboy kids, but they were white. And then Lubro goes, "You guys are hot." And then they followed us to the car ready to kick our asses. And then this truck pulled up asking where TGI Fridays was. And then I got an argument with them saying that there is no TGI Fridays in Westchester. So then I'm now arguing with this trucker guy.
That's
and then these
it.
Two homeboy kids want to beat us up. Then he recognized me.
Yeah.
And then I shook at their hands.
You saved us because...
I shook at their hands.
Man, that sounds like I want I wish I was there. I would have fucking killed those motherfuckers.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah.
Well, once they saw me and recognized me, they were cool.
Yeah. Well, the one guy, I don't know, TGI Fridays ain't around here.
All that he said was they were hot, and then now they want to kick our asses?
Yeah.
They just were trying to look for problems.
What I said was, Bam, you're right. Those guys are pretty hot. And then they go, what?
Did you think they were hot?
I didn't even see them. I saw this.
If you didn't think they were hot, that's why they want to kick your ass.
I didn't even say anything. We walked out of Las Vegas Pizza, and I turned to the left, and then these kids from the right, he just looks over. He's like, "Yeah, Bam, I think they're hot, too." And then they wanted to fight us.
They were wearing a mink coats.
I'd want to fight if somebody said I think
they were wearing a mink coats.
A mink coat.
I needed to say something because they look so funny.
The other kid had a Carhartt jacket.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did they look hot?
No. Well, I mean, they were in shape, I guess.
Did they want to look and be called hot?
No, they had, like, earrings in and stuff. And
they wanted the attention.
They have a neat fade.
They looked like Akon, only they were white.
Yeah. You know Akon.
Yeah, I do. He's texting me. You jealous?
Do you say mon to him?
Yeah, I type him mon all day long. He's not from Jamaica, though. He's from Senegal.
Did he vote Obama?
Where the Tigers are from?
He can't vote. He lives in Senegal.
Senegal flowers for Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's
Day. You got Senegal flowers for Valentine's Day.
Do you want flowers, Missy, for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
And
for our anniversary.
But the prices go up
Christmas,
so high on Valentine's Day, they double the money.
Exactly. That's why you got to get them now.
It's too expensive.
Get them now and just sit them in the fridge.
Reminder that Valentine's Day is not so far away, so you thought ahead of time.
What
here
if they
is. Happy Valentine's Day.
You don't have to get them for me on Valentine's Day if you get it on our anniversary.
It's too expensive to be in love.
Right.
It's 2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too expensive to be in love.
What are you getting her for Thanksgiving?
For me.
A turkey.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you, I have these 13 people coming over from this Finnish band. Tom Fury brought them over, and I know that I said I'd go to your grandmom's or whatever, but I think I might have to stay here.
You're spending Thanksgiving with 14 Finns?
Yeah.
They don't even celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they do.
Finnish people don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
But they're living in America.
Living in America.
Is that Tears for Fears?
So you're going to be here. Who's going to call?
No, I'll go with you. They're bringing over a turkey. I said that they could have the whole house.
Yeah,
what up, Jocasso? What up?
I brought my cousin.
Your cousin?
They should be living
in
the turkey.
His cousin's
dude.
Pretty hot.
How's it going? Yeah, you can clear that spot there. Oh, move that dick there.
So wait, you have 13 people coming here to eat Thanksgiving dinner and we're not going to be here? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they have no place to go and they're on tour and I said that you could have the whole house. Do whatever you want. I'll be in and out all day. I got to go to Ambler. Then I have to go to Ape and Phil. Why don't Ape and Phil just come? Why don't Ape and Phil just come here?
Yeah, you do the Thanksgiving. Because
they're doing Thanksgiving at her house.
It's tradition.
All right, you know what?
It's tradition.
I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to try to call Phil and try to talk him into having Thanksgiving here.
Well, we still have to go to Ambler.
Yeah, do that.
Ambler, Colorado.
You
want to
do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Because me and Gina are just cooking at home. Like, maybe we'll cruise down, too.
All right, I got this new CD called The Veronicas, and me and Missy fucked the shit out of each other in the Mercedes.
On 8th Ave, right?
The stinky Mercedes, quite
after. Yeah, 8th Ave. And you'll know why we fucked, because, man, hey, if we could ever have a foursome, we should have it with The Veronicas. What do you say?
What?
Can we do that?
Taylor and Greg, did you hear that?
Maybe.
I think they're in Los Angeles.
What track?
We could track them down.
Maybe.
We could track three of them down.
Let's track this one down. What track on
track
CD
three.
Is it?
Okay. All right. This is the reason why we banged out. You'll figure it out. Radio Seltzer Series 28 Big Butt.
Fuck it.
action, baby.
All right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh, yeah, Radio Seltzer, Series 28, Big Butt.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
That was the Veronicas. And speaking of girl singers, we just mixed the Moxie, and they're here with me. Greta's right here. Taylor.
We mixed it.
Taylor.
Did you hump Greta today?
No, not today.
Why not?
Day's not over.
Jim.
Is he not still young?
I like, good answer,
okay,
Greta.
Good answer. Which way are you going to do it?
You mugger.
You mugger.
You look like a mugger.
I like the leg up.
Leg up.
Smaggy style.
Is that like stale fish? That's Taipan.
Do a fish.
Taipan.
You're going to hump her stale fish?
What is stale fish?
It's when you bend your leg like this and then he goes up all crooked and then the arm goes out like this.
It's an old skate.
It's called stale fish. Yeah. Or you could do a Taipan and turn your arm the other way. You could do that too.
Yeah, it's fishy style.
You didn't hump yet?
I didn't hump yet either. Missy went to the gym and then I was out with Big Butt getting all loaded.
What's my real name?
Yeah, it's hard when you go to the gym.
Lubo. Lubro, the bass player of the Moxie.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in Pittsburgh, Toronto, and Cleveland, so get ready.
Yeah.
So if you live in that area, there's a lot. You guys have a lot of Australia fans, you know that?
I want to go to Australia so bad.
Yeah, you guys are taking me there.
You going to hump anybody when you get there?
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, Lou, you going to hump anybody?
You going to hump anybody?
No.
No comment.
You're not?
No, you're no way. No.
Missy knows.
I would kick your ass. Well, so would I.
Natty Ice.
You wish I titled this as Chaos, like... Dick Chaos.
Dick Chaos at Bam's.
Bam, did he lick your
dick? Dick Luger.
He had to kiss it.
And he followed through?
Well, we all held him down. He had to.
Kind of kiss.
All right, hold on.
What do you think, Chicasso is a gay?
It's almost as gay as every teenage movie these days, like High School Musical and shit. High School Musical is gayer than Novak kissing your dick or licking Richard Christie's asshole. High School Musical whole thing. And
dude, I think Zac Efron skips puss to go to the dick.
Definitely. Look at him.
Kanye West.
All your gay friends have crushes on.
All your gay friends. Well, he's probably gay then.
Exactly.
Everything Kanye West does makes me way more sick and uncomfortable than Novak licking assholes.
We should beat the shit out of Kanye West.
Yeah, right.
I hate that fucker.
Come on.
Did you see him last night on AMA?
He says he's
the next Elvis or something. That's what he was saying.
That was the worst American Music Awards was on last night. Did you see it?
George Bush hates black people.
What?
Remember he said that? He was with Mike Myers and he was sitting there. Mike Myers was like saying all this stuff for George Bush and then Kanye West just goes, George Bush hates black people. Yeah, and then he just stops dead in his tracks.
Kanye West likes the 80s too much. It's not back, dude. It's not
anybody
working.
Who says to themselves that I'm the new Elvis, it makes me not like them.
Yeah,
if
like,
somebody said he's the new Elvis, then it sounds rad. But maybe when you say that I'm the new Elvis, you're gay.
Maybe Phil would like to have a match with him.
Yeah, he said something like
that
last night.
Oh, I'm supposed to call
night.
Phil.
Yeah, let's call
it's
Phil
really
and
weird.
Find out well, about you know Thanksgiving. What?
Speaking of, we just played Veronica's and the Moxie.
There's another girl
and she's sitting right next to me, so we got to play a new Moxie track that Chad just mixed. Never heard before.
When's this album coming?
Photos are up.
It's this coming album, out as soon as it, is it, soon
when,
as it
where,
can.
Where the fuck is Santa's coming out? And
December
it'll be out
2nd.
Shortly after that.
We're
on the Moxie website. On the MySpace, right?
MySpace.
Moxie Sound.
iTunes. Yeah, Moxie Sound. The Moxie Sound.
The Moxie Sound at what?
MySpace.com/
Got it. Yeah,
motherfucking Moxie. The Dick Chaos.
What are we listening
they're
to?
Up. They're
track
up.
Track 3, turn it off.
All right. Regular.
Here we go.
They're up.
Yeah, man.
we're going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Oh, yeah, Radio Seltzer, Sears 28, Big Butt.
Moxie.
I'm here with the Moxie, Shit Goose, Chad Eye, yep. Jocasso's here, and, I'm calling Jess.
Let me get Phil.
Do you want to call him from New York?
Yeah, Phil.
New York, the Big, Big Butt.
What?
The Big, Big Butt. You can't I'm at Apple.
Write his number down.
All right. I need a pen.
Okay. Calling Phil Margera to try to invite him to BAM's Finnish Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Here.
That's a BAM's. 610. There you go.
Where there'll be tons of Finnish fun with strangers who hate turkey in America.
They don't hate turkey in America.
And no food because we're not going to be home all day.
They're buying it all.
There's going to be no food.
I told them if you want to cook a turkey, you got to go buy it.
Do turkeys live there?
They're on tour right now, and their pit stop is Philadelphia on Thanksgiving.
The turkeys are. I know that. The turkeys come every year on tour.
What time do the turkeys get here?
The turkeys get here on Thanksgiving.
You're not following me.
He's not me.
It's a Finnish band. There's 13 people, tour people, and band people, and they're coming here, 13 of them, and I told them that they could all stay here.
I get that. I know.
And you're going to have to deal with that.
So what's that, 36 turkeys?
We're not going to be here, so I'm not.
They know that.
Are they going to make their own food?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to skin your cats.
They're nice. They're not going to do anything.
What's the name? What's the name of the band?
Taristas from Finland.
Does that mean they can't stop saying curse words out of nowhere?
Finnish curse words. Vitu paska.
What is it? Taristas?
Margaram bambi vitu paska moi.
What's that mean?
Hello, my name is Bam Margera. Fucking shit. Hello.
What is the name of the
band? Nonsense.
I thought your name was Bam
Taristas.
E.T. the Astro Tourista? Was he the
Bam Morgan
member?
From Jackbutt.
Yo, man, I was fucking this old bitch with no gym hat on. Yo, ain't you that Bam Morgan from that Jackbutt movie?
Bam Morgan.
You like that big butt, don't you?
Let's call Phil up to it.
Let's call him.
Bam Morgan from Jackbutt.
We're going to get him.
All right, let's do it.
Where's Novak at this week?
I don't know. We can call him, too.
He's still tasting the funny
Mandy
money.
Mandy wouldn't drive him up here. She's got to work.
Still got a little taste of funny money on his tongue from the Howard Stern show.
Was he being all conceited?
I don't know. No, the fact that he has like a check coming to him in the mail for licking an asshole.
Oh, he blew it already.
He licked the drummer of
Death's. I'm telling you, I give Novak $2,000, and like as soon as I give him the cash, he just goes, "Fuck yeah, hey, drinks on me, everybody,
everybody."
That's a good
and then
guy.
It's gone.
Good for him.
And he buys it for strangers. Look, there he is.
Wow. He knows how to earn it.
We painted him nude. Me, Villa, from him, and Kat Von D from LA Inc. We all bought canvases in Los Angeles, made him lay nude, and then we painted him.
They're ready to be picked up for days
I know. I was trying to do it, but Big Bud over here insisted that we went to Las Vegas Pizza instead.
Wait,
so
what?
Then they closed at 6 and we didn't make
it. I zoned out. What happened?
So you were in Las Vegas.
I was supposed to. No, we were at Las Vegas Pizza
Man,
in Westchester.
No, we weren't. You're
yes,
lying.
We were.
We went to Las Vegas.
I have proof.
Nevada.
I'll talk to the guy that asked about TGI Fridays.
And there you painted Novak in the nude.
No, we did that in Los Angeles. But then when we got back to Westchester, they were still wet. So then I took them to this art gallery to get framed, and they were ready to get picked up. So then I was going to go pick them up. They closed at 6, but it was 5:50, and he wanted to go to Las Vegas Pizza.
There was so much pizza everywhere.
How long did Novak stay wet?
It's really hard to explain, man.
It was a
I get it.
You get it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a friggin' pizza party.
Fine, call Phil.
They had an art party where Novak was the model. Who was painting him? It was you,
me,
Billy?
Vinny Vallo of him.
Is Darren in on that?
He showed up late.
Oh, no.
Boom Morgan from...
Does Darren have a version of Novak's nude?
Oh, he's seen it.
Oh, you gotta post that shit on shirts, dude. Withered sleeve. Withered sleeve. What? We got him. Okay, we got Phil. He's on hold.
Let's talk to him. That's Timu Borger.
As soon as you can put... Phil Margera, the man.
I thought that was West Goshen Mortuary for a second.
Goshen Mortuary?
Goshen Mortuary, whatever.
S-Dot, you got Phil on the phone?
Let's do it.
All right, put it on.
Oh, this is at Fuel TV.
Can you turn on the music?
Is that what it is? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Phil.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, I'm dead serious here. Could you really please change the whole deal about Thanksgiving, about having it at your house and having it at mine?
Well, we're listening, and we shopped for a feast of San Juan de Chiguez here.
What the fuck is... What are you talking about? I didn't know you knew Spanish.
Rats out of Puerto Rico.
What?
Huh?
Phil, you're speaking Greece.
Change of habit, Elvis Presley, 1969,
what?
68.
Phil.
What?
Can you have Thanksgiving here at my house?
We already have everybody coming here, the big San Juan.
Yeah, but I have a big... The whole top where the pool table is, we can clear that out. Have a big-ass table.
Big butt table.
We could have a big butt table.
Yeah, when's the last time this happened, Phil? Thanksgiving?
I have a whole Finnish band coming over, and we got to treat them with respect.
I know. I've been listening, and that's a mom question for that. But the number one thing is I'm glad I don't know how to turn on a computer.
Put Ape on the phone.
Wait a minute. I'm glad I don't know how to turn on a computer.
Put Abe on the phone.
I'm glad I don't know how to turn on the computer.
Put Abe on the phone.
Because I'm not looking at no gay damn pictures.
Oh.
What the hell is going on in this world today?
We're sipping on a bunch of spritzers.
I'm just
earning a dollar.
We had too much gay beer.
That's what happened, man.
When Jesse brings over those Rustin AIDS, a.k.a. Yingling, then that's what happens, Phil.
Yeah, but that shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be that deep-rooted, or it shouldn't be that anywhere. It's weird.
I'm starting to throw my moils out the window.
Throw the moil out the window.
If that's, I guess the world, you know, you're not supposed to say there's not anything wrong with that, but there is something wrong with
Put
that.
Put Abe on the phone, would you?
Ain't it weird?
Put Abe on the phone.
All right, here's Abe. That's an Abe question. All right, here she is here.
Now what?
Yo.
What?
Can we have Thanksgiving in my house, please?
Thanksgiving at your house? I'm already doing it here.
Well, it's so simple. I live 10 miles away.
Yeah, I know, but it's not so simple. It means taking everything over to your house.
What, Louie?
You're not even going to be home.
I am going to be home. I'm going to Ambler for like 2 hours. Can you do it?
Do what?
We could have a table at the whole
or
top.
Or can we bring the Finns to Apes?
No, fuck no. There's more room here. They could park their big tour bus.
Well, we were originally going to do something at your house, but then it kind of got changed around.
Can't we just change the plans? Come on. We have 2 days to do it, please.
Well, Bam, I've been listening to the show, and if you're kissing what I think you're kissing and other people are kissing your stuff,
I'm not kissing any dicks.
That.
Ryan Oldie was kissing mine.
Oh, my God. That's scary. There's something wrong with that.
I agree, Abe.
It was a bet.
Who wants to bet on that? What did you lose?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
There's a problem.
Yeah, it's called Rustin AIDS, a.k.a. Yingling.
It's called, like, oh, my God, like, I wouldn't want to be out of my gourd that much to not know that somebody's kissing my you-know-what.
God, you're gay.
No.
Yeah, really, I agree with whoever just said that.
Abe, what? Quit Thanksgiving in my house, God damn it.
I'll tell you what. Being I know, you always make a pit stop. I will make so much that you can take everything back and we'll come back with you.
Tell that to Tom Fury.
Ape, what if I make pumpkin ice cream?
Pumpkin ice cream. You and the ice cream.
Yeah.
What are you, Haagen-Dazs?
You know, I make the special ice cream. I make the Jaeger ice cream.
Alex of the Blackfish Grill.
Yes, yes.
What?
I love how you always change things at the last second.
I know, that's what I do.
Yeah, I know. It's giving me a stomach ache.
Well, can we do it?
I just told you, I'll have dinner here and I'll make enough that you can take back.
Are you getting the agita?
I always get agita. I know.
Just come the fuck over, would you?
I've been seriously like down and out for like a whole week and you came through here yesterday and like...
Do both.
Oh, hello?
I'll call the police if you don't show up.
Hey, do both.
I promise.
Both Thanksgivings.
I always do both Thanksgivings and you know that I would do that if you need me to do that.
All right, I want you to do that.
Yeah, and then you'll probably go out. I'll make all this food, and there'll be nobody there but me and the cat.
Bullshit.
And
I'll be back by 3 or 4.
And the Finns will be somewhere else eating out.
Back by 6. No, we'll be back by 5:30. We'll leave early.
Okay. Well, you're coming by here, right?
How much does a helicopter cost from Ambler to Westchester?
What do I look like, an encyclopedia?
Can you call it the Brandywine Helicopter Museum?
Why are you helicoptering anything, and on Thanksgiving it'd be triple? No, Bam, no.
Why would it be triple on Thanksgiving?
Because it's holiday. A holiday, and everybody doesn't want to be there.
Turkeys are triple on Thanksgiving, not helicopters.
Well, you don't buy turkeys on Thanksgiving.
You get there so fast.
Though. I do.
You do not do anything. Oh, Bam.
Are you doing it or not?
What am I gotta, doing?
I got to tell 13 Finland people whether you're coming or not.
I will make extra dinner. Even if I don't get there, you can take it all over. From here, by train.
I live 10 miles away.
I know, but you can help, you know, for a change.
I am helping. I'm helping what? Out the Finns.
Yeah, well, you can help me out by helping out the Finns. I can't do all that because I threw my back out, remember?
I'm going to help all the listeners out by hanging up on you and playing Guns N' Roses.
All right, well, hold on,
Abe. What, are you playing the new stuff from Chinese Democracy?
How do you know this shit?
Yo, Abe, did you
I
know
you only like Whitesnake and Def Leppard.
Did you know Axel thanks CKY
did
on that record?
Did they?
Hole?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is that why Jess bought it?
Probably, right. But... Axl Rose thanks CKY on the Chinese Democracy album.
That's awesome.
You can redeem
really?
A Dr.
You know
Pepper.
See, you guys were opening up for them, and that was awesome. And you don't know that I talked to Axl Rose.
I don't.
I did.
Well, what happened?
Well, I talked to him after the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was coming
What'd
off
you
the
say?
Stage.
Tell
what
me
what
the whole,
did he say?
Tell me the entire conversation, because I like Axl.
Yeah, he was really cool. I thought he'd be a kind of a complete jerk to me, and I said, hey, you know, I know CKY went out and opened up for you, and he says, yeah, they're great. And I said, they thought a lot of you, too. Didn't like your hair, though. No, I didn't say that.
Did you know
no,
that he
was
a
really
death
nice.
Metal? Hey, Eagles of Death Metal opened up for Guns N' Roses, and you called them the Pigeons of Shit Metal.
I know, I heard that.
And then they got them tattooed. They got Pigeons of Shit Metal tattooed on their arms.
Oh, my God.
I got along with Axl, well, too. Always, it was a good tour.
Yeah, you know, he seemed like a pretty nice guy. And, you know, sometimes when you have people that are playing and they don't want to have anything to do with you and they have problems like Buckethead and, you know, all these other guys.
Did you say Buckethead?
No, Buckethead. What was the problem with Buckethead? He's amazing.
Yeah, well, Slash defected, but this Chinese Democracy has been, what, 10 years in the coming?
More
like,
than that.
Like almost 15. And
oh
imagine
God.
13.
Imagine how many people actually might need to thank, and CKY is one of them. That's pretty
yeah,
rad.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Bump it.
Sing it down.
The, bump it.
I think the CD is going to have a, you know, a 15th birthday. Well, hopefully it's good, because if it's not, it's going to suck for him big time.
Well, we're mentioned on it, so it's better.
Yeah, well, he was very nice to me, and I know a lot of people say he's a jerk, but he was nice to me. And he thought a lot of you
guys. What if he was trying to get down your pants?
I doubt it.
Maybe he was just trying to hump you.
I doubt that, too.
Why?
He's
single, you know.
What?
He's single. He got a divorce.
So what? I'm not. And I don't think I'd be his first pick.
Why not?
Well, because I'm in the big F words.
What's the F word?
50 and plus.
You're 50?
I thought that started with a 5.
I'm older than 50. I wish I was 50 now.
I thought you were 48.
Okay. That works.
Who's 48?
Yeah,
hold on, Dad wants to say something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. It's probably an Elvis thing. Get ready. Oh, he said it's not. All right, here he is.
Hello?
Yo.
That last Moxie mix was good.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
Phil.
Thanks,
song,
Phil.
That was
thanks.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
And that Kanye West and the last 10 people that said they were going to be the next Elvis,
yeah,
you put them all together and they still don't equal Elvis.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Now
you
got the phone.
I know.
So
hey,
you
Greta,
get an Elvis tattoo?
That last song was really, really good. Actually, you know what? I'm really liking that whole, you know, the first time I heard him, I only heard him in the barn and the reverberation was really bad.
And I hated him.
No, I didn't hate him at all. I liked him, but I couldn't hear the song. But Greta has such a good voice.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
No, it's really
star,
good.
We gotta thank Chad, though. Chad's somebody made him sound amazing.
No,
yeah,
no, it's
me.
A little bit of Pink, but it's somebody easy. Else. And it's somebody from the 80s. And what's her I know who it is. Patti Smyth from Scoundrel. You have her voice.
She's on crack.
Who's on crack?
Not me.
No, not Patti.
You know.
Not Patti Smith. Smythe.
No, oh, yeah, she's on crack.
Yeah, Patti Smith's like into God.
No, Patti Smyth is married to John
the
McEnroe.
Warrior. You're talking about the Warrior.
Yes, but she does a lot more songs than that, but she has that
I want to get Greta to do a Pat Benatar tune.
Yeah,
I'd
she
love
could.
To do it. Yeah. I'd love to do it.
I think they should
do
it.
She has a voice range for that.
Thank you,
it sounds really good.
It.
Thank you.
What about Black Velvet?
That song is such a fucking karaoke.
Black Velvet.
Well, that's karaoke time.
We don't have it.
Yeah, but Chad doesn't play that stuff. He only plays Do You Believe?
Cher.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to retire that.
All right, Ape.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye, Missy. I love you. Hang in there, kiddo.
Thanks. Love you, too.
What? And
Bam,
she's
don't
fine.
Be kissing anybody's you-know-what.
I'm not kissing any dicks. Somebody kiss mine.
Well, that's work, too. Don't be doing that either.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? If oh, my God, you know where Novak's mouth has been?
It wasn't Novak.
Well,
it was Ryan Ollie Taylor's brother
end up
from
being
the
Novak,
Moxie.
And that's really sick.
The Moxie.
No, not the Moxie. Oh, yeah. Shit. You know, not the Moxie.
Oh, my God. Bye, you sick, twisted people.
Bye.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah?
Track three.
Oh, man.
Chad, real quick.
All right, this is Celebration, and I need to go get another seltzer because Guns N' Roses officially released their new album
on
November 22nd, which is Villa Valo's birthday of him, which is pretty rad, and this song is called Better. Radio Bam, Sears 28 Seltzer.
Pizza.
Track three.
Big butt.
Big butt.
Big butt.
I know you.
Radio Bam thing? Faction.
Oh, yeah, Radio Bam. I mean, Radio Seltzer, Series 28, Big Butt.
Radio Serious.
I'm here with the Moxie. Missy's here. Chad Eigensburg.
Yo.
Lou Bro Ross. Shipbird. Alex Jacasso. The whole crew.
Party Town USA.
Hey, Shikus.
Yo.
Want to hear something weird?
Let me hear it.
I haven't seen Rab himself in 5 years, and I bumped into him yesterday.
Where? Where'd you see him at?
At the company band practice at Jess's house.
Oh.
I walked in, yeah, and I was just like, what's up, everybody? And then I just turn, and I look, and he's right there, and I'm like, yo, dude, what's going on? And then we shook hands and talked, and then we went out, and he sat next to me, and then we had, like, 2 hours worth of drinks.
Did you fuck him?
How things happen?
We didn't fuck, but, no, it was cool.
It was cool.
I told him to come to the company band show because he wanted to come to the CKY show, but he didn't want to bump into me and see all the awkwardness.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't know why he was mad, but I think it's just better not to talk about it.
Just let it...
I'm just mad he didn't get a CKY show. That's ridiculous.
That was then.
Missy didn't show up neither.
Well, I'm mad about that, too.
Why would you not show up? You know how much fun you missed out on? I was painted as a Goshen Mortuary black metal band.
I know.
You know how cool that is?
You looked insane. We taped the radio show right after that show, after the Halloween show, if you remember. Do you remember?
Oh, Lubro doesn't remember.
Yeah, slightly remember.
If I edit that show up a bit, it is pretty damn funny, man.
It is funny?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did it even air?
No.
Last time I checked, Lubro was a piece of work.
I just want to hear the parts with him in it.
What?
It was the best. The parts with Louie in it was the best.
Why don't we chop it up, edit it, and then...
Yeah, I have it.
All right. Let's do that.
Yeah, I was going to do it this week if you didn't show up. Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Hey. What's wrong with you?
Whose dog is that?
That's my dog.
Oh, okay.
Lady, sure. Shut up.
What's the news on the new movies, dude? Everybody
shut
wants
up.
To know when this Ming Hags is it
Ming
coming
Hags
out on Thanksgiving
printed
or
up
not?
As we speak.
It's not on, so it won't be on Thanksgiving.
No, it is.
Thanksgiving,
Ming Hags.
Where do you buy it?
You get it on
BamMargeraDVD.com or
well, I'm sure
Amazon,
Fairman's will sell
Fairman's,
it.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if Best Buy and all that's going to have it.
Not
they're
going to
have Where the F is Santa, but.
Yeah, but your Ming Hags.
Oh, this is Ming Hags.
For now, it's like a small release for your fans and shit, but where are they going to get it? Like, Amazon?
Bamazon. Mm-hmm.
Anytime, like, next week? Because it's Thanksgiving, dude.
I'm telling you, it's going to be out in 2 days.
I haven't even heard a copy. I did the sound on that, and I haven't.
I'll give you one.
Do you have a new one?
I mean, I don't have the real deal, but.
You have the one that I did the sound on?
Yeah.
With you?
Somewhere. I probably scratched it.
Here, let me look. I'll find it.
What are you laughing at?
Louie.
What's he doing?
I'm just saying how corrupted he is. Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
I love it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lou, bro.
I was friends with Louie before he knew Bam.
Yeah, he was all fucking quiet. He wouldn't even say no words.
Yeah. He was
I was
my friend. I
yeah, and then he had
sister.
A few shots, and now he's fun
he
as shit.
Was,
I was just shy.
He was the sweetest... Fun. Nicest little sweetheart ever. He still is.
He's the nicest sweetheart. Now I give him shots of Frangelico, and he
corrupted.
Wants to kill my ex-girlfriend's sister.
Yeah, what?
I fucking hate
her. Oh, that ex-girlfriend, not that ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, the ex-girlfriend.
I was really confused.
Tell
me that story. All fair.
Her name rhymes with Smash.
Hey, play track 3, Comedy
Corrupted.
Band. I just saw them practice. They're playing at the Note on in 2 days from now on Tuesday, and they're also playing in Harrisburg. Here we go, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Smashman Morgan.
Did you put it in?
Ming Hags, Amazon.
What track?
Smashman
Morgan.
Corruption. It's always track 3.
I think you can get Ming Hags at Amazon.
Smashkin Morskin Skin.
Shut up!
Whose foreskin you talking about?
Company Band.
Here we go.
Please allow me to adjust my pants so that I may dance the good time dance. And put the onlookers and innocent bystanders into a trance. Give the Cecil the swine who marry and propagate lies. To plug for elected officials, the beast you see got 50 eyes. Bring it on home, spread the wealth, play it cool. Now all the odds
born a god before he and his dog ever knew it. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine, letter from the government sealed and signed, deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorstep. 21 guns, box made of pine, letter from the government sealed and signed, deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorstep. Well, all
Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
So I make a pit stop in New Hope, and I insist that Chad has a beer with me at the John and Peter's bar, and then I talked him in to come into New York with me. Then we went to the nicest hotel in New York called the Parker Meridian, and they hated our guts because it was supposed to be just me and Missy, but instead I had me, Missy, Novak, Mandy, Chad, and Gina, and we all went up to the room and just wrecked the whole thing. Then I went downstairs, forgot what room I was in, so I'm banging on the third floor on every door, then the fourth floor on every door, then the fifth floor, and then I found out I was on level 32.
Yeah, in many level ways, 32. You're on level 32.
You started yelling at me that you were banging on the door and that I wouldn't get up and answer it. And I'm like, no, as soon as you knocked, I answered it. You must have been at the wrong door.
Not to mention, I'm trying to use the hotel room key from the Sunset Marquee in Los Angeles. And I'm trying this key in from New York, and I'm like, it's not working. I'm like, what the fuck? I just got the key like 2 hours ago.
I don't think you slept at all that night. We were all sleeping in a room like totally the size of a room for like definitely one or two people.
That's
most.
Right before
one
the Howard bed, Stern show, right?
No couch.
And Ben was talking to himself all night long.
Could you hear me talking to myself?
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you witnessed that.
I never slept either.
What was I saying?
I was trying to learn your language, man. Well, I'll take care of that.
I know it.
And you didn't sleep at all that night? That's right before Howard Stern.
Sometimes when I have like a lot of whiskey, I start talking to myself in my sleep. I would know that.
And you always say that you know and that you knew. I know.
Because I'm thinking about shit of what I could have done and should have done and would have done.
Yeah, you're
so then I'm talking to myself saying I should have done that and now I will and I remember now.
I'm sleeping talking about mixing the album every night.
I always tell Bam that he talks to himself and I think he thinks that I'm making it up. So I'm really glad that you heard it.
Oh, you record it.
I'm telling the truth.
It was hilarious too.
Well, I guess talking to yourself works out in your sleep because I just got laid last night. Not today though.
Had nothing
not
to do.
Taylor, you have some work to do too.
I would have preferred you not talk to yourself still.
I'll just play the Veronicas. Or maybe the new Moxie. You get humped to the Moxie.
Yeah.
Moxie's some good humping songs. Wanna hear Step Down?
I would love to.
Step Down, track 5.
The newer mix.
You could fuck to this. Watch.
There you go. Ready, bam.
Watch.
Radio Bam, Series 28, Faction.
Pull your pants down.
Hey.
Hey.
Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Radio Seltzer, Sears 28, Big Butt.
Man, I left fucking some music playing in the background of that.
Say so you're sorry.
I'm sorry, the Moxie.
What's that?
Well, now they just have to buy the real deal.
Yeah, I left some DJ music like this shit in the background while your song was playing.
Or just come see us on Friday at the Note.
I would love to. Are you playing?
Oh, yeah, you're playing with Aiden.
Yeah.
That's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, it's a matinee show.
And a girl band called Zavet.
Yeah.
They're pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
I think the Beatles are playing, too.
Where?
I don't know. They're playing after us.
Oh,
are they?
Yeah. When is it?
The real Beatles?
Doors open at 3.
On what day?
On
the real Beatles.
This Friday.
This Friday.
At 3 at the Note. It's the Moxie.
The Moxie.
Who's Aiden?
Aiden is another band. They're headlining, and then I think
like a nightmare emo band.
Are they aiding?
They're
not aiding. They're Aiden.
Aiden what? Were they Aiden pastrami
animating
sandwiches?
It's members of Stone Temple Pilots.
We're just sitting here aiding.
No, it's
not.
Aiding hamburgers and sushi.
And Rolling Stones are. There's a couple of members from Rolling Stones are in Aiden.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Big Butt's at the end of his rope over here.
They're in it.
So the Note's rocking on the Friday night? Friday day.
Yeah,
and the Wednesday night.
Matinee.
If you had half a man's ass, you'd come to the Note on Friday and watch the Moxie
3 p.m.?
All ages
show.
All ages. So it's at 3, 4 p.m. Aiden plays at, what, 7?
Something like that, yeah. We should probably play, I think, 4-ish, probably. Doors open at 3, so.
I'll be there.
Yeah,
rock and roll. I'm gonna try to go.
Man, there's two company band shows that I gotta watch, and then the Moxie, and then Dude, I see so many shows every week.
Yeah, I'll be busy mixing the album.
What's the most band you've seen the most?
Him.
Not CKY.
No, CKY.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
Him
too.
Second.
Yeah.
I must have seen.
I like
CKY
your new CKY tattoo, dude. It's the best.
You like that?
Yeah. What took you so long to get a CKY tattoo?
Shove it up your
years?
Ass. How about that?
He didn't know if we'd ever get back together. Now he's seen the fucking impossible happen.
Them taking a year break was meant to be because it made me like want to see him real bad and like wish that they got back together. And then when it happened, I was like, I need a tattoo.
Yeah, the new albums were fucking worth that tattoo alone, dude.
Boardwalk Body.
Oh, was that?
That's your favorite. I mean, every fucking song on this album right now is definitely a song that should be on it.
Or Rats in the Infirmary. That's another good one.
We haven't been excited about an album since IDR on that.
So. Coming to the Moxie show on Friday, ladies and gentlemen. I'll bring my iPod. You can hear some new CKY tracks. But you can't tell anybody.
You don't have them on your iPod.
Shut up. Yes, I do.
No, you do not.
On his iPhone.
I am the only one.
You
with
fell
CKY
asleep one
tracks.
Night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I take good care of this shit,
dude. Fell asleep one night.
You're kidding. You don't even know how to download some shit on your iPhone.
If that's what you want to think.
I know what you did. You went to try to find more beer.
I can see your eyes.
They're on his iPhone.
You ain't fucking downloading my shit.
You know that I have it. Oh, man.
Your brother don't have it. He's busy with his other band.
I never told Jess.
It's on his iPhone.
Jess doesn't even know we made an album.
All right, Missy knows. Look in her eyes.
Oh, you have it?
I have it on my iPod. And it's under a code word.
You do not.
It's under a finish word.
I didn't do it. You don't have it.
There's nothing to have. I didn't finish it.
It's written in Mayuan Pasca Angatuna Tuska.
Give me that fucking computer, dude.
Hey, man. And you know what? I have 5 iPods, so you won't even know which one it's on.
You got to get the Dude, my only problem is I want you to have the final product, not some fucking early ass shit.
I could deal.
No, dude, it's not about dealing. It's the product at the end is what the beauty comes. You're going to ruin it.
So Hellions on Parade, that's
You're
going to
wonder for
internet.
4 months about this.
I hate when people ruin our music.
You're going to wonder for 4 months about this.
You did this with the last album, but you did have it.
And I do have this one, too.
Yeah, well.
I have my ways, dude. You fell asleep one night.
I never fall asleep.
Why do you think I come to your house all the time, Chad?
I never fall asleep.
Why do you think I'm always over your house?
I don't know, man, but that's when I start the
cameras. Well, now you do. Wake up to the real world.
Yeah. I start the cameras. I got Bam on video stealing my CDs, if that's the shit the case.
All right, it's time to go.
Yeah, back up.
But hey, I'm going to end this with the Veronicas.
Yeah.
Moxie, Veronicas, Guns N' Roses, can't go wrong. Untouched track one. I fucked Missy to this, too.
Two?
This was on 8th Ave. No, track one.
This is on 8th Ave. 8th and what?
Get your story straight.
It was 8th Ave and
in the 50s?
55. Yeah, right near Sears
1955.
Radio.
1955.
All right, this is Untouched Veronica's. I banged out to this song. You should too. Radio Bam, Sears 28 Seltzer.
Later.
I'm that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.